This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's that song she stole from Morgan Wallen? Thief.
Don't say things that are not true.
Hey, so I'm like, smells like the house is burning, right? I go out there. This Fonz is making steak and shrimp fried rice. But so I may or may not have a plate in a second.
So you're going to be eating during the segment is what you're saying?
No, it just looked like...
No, that's exactly what you just...
Hey! Don't listen. Somebody make a delicious meal up in here. There's a finder's feed. You're like...
During commercial breaks.
He said, hey, man, you can't have none of this. I said, well, give me my pot back.
Boxed in.
I turned the fire off. Didn't dare.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. So, yeah, what is this tournament called? This golf tournament, Leroy? Is this?
It's called the Cognizant. That's the sponsor, but they've had it here for a few years. Like this tournament. It used to be the Honda Classic. It was played down at Weston Hills for a while. Then it was played at Eagle Trace for a year. And then they had it at Heron Bay for a couple of years because it was TPC Heron Bay. Then they moved up to Heron Bay? And now it's at PGA. So this has been down in South Florida for a minute. But it's like usually a lot of the big names would come here. Tiger would play in it. Because keep in mind, a lot of the golfers live in Palm Beach.
Ooh. Well, this was the news yesterday. Billy Horschel, Florida Gator. Yeah. He went to Florida, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Florida
From
Gator.
Florida. Well, he had to handle some business on the course yesterday. With this gator that got in his way, gave him a little nudge with the iron, sent that thing off.
I mean, he went at it like, you know, he went at it like a person, you know, club. Look how far he kept it away.
Good distance.
Very brave.
Right. Very brave. Whereas Boo Weekly would go ride him like Boo Weekly would probably go try to ride him like a horse.
He'd go Gator Boys on him?
Yeah. Like, Boo Weekly is redneck. He used to wear fatigues, like golf clothes.
I don't know. What are these animals that they're like? They've taken over these courses. Like you have the iguanas all over the courses.
Well, iguanas, yeah, iguanas are all over South Florida, but
they love golf courses.
The Gators, that was their lake first.
Get out of there, dude. We got a tournament going on.
You build the golf course around their houses.
I don't like that. I think you should play it.
Wow.
That's why he went and moved the Gator.
No, he doesn't want the Gator moved.
Can't move the Gator, dude.
So scariest moment that I ever had, it wasn't really scary because I think when it comes to wildlife, white folks are just crazy. Right. So I saw a snake on the edge of the golf course and my buddy came over with a club and started poking it. I'm like, hey, man, that's a water moccasin. He said, you don't know that. I said, it don't matter. I ain't going to get close enough to find out. Right. But I came down to South Florida one time and came with a buddy of mine. His name was Brad Goble. He was a quarterback, backup quarterback. And we came down to Florida, and we were golfing. He hit his ball at Western Hills on the edge, and the bushes were kind of high. And he started walking, trying to, you know, find his ball. And he stepped on a snake, and I saw the head and the tail go up like this. And I just took off running. And he said, why are you running? I said, because if he get to you, he ain't going to get to me. So I just start running from afar. So I don't mess with no. I don't mess with critters. I don't, and I'm from Louisiana too, so I was scared in.
Here was Billy on the interaction with the Gator.
Your encounter.
Yeah, we were on number 6 green, and I just putted out, went to the left side of the green there. You know, ready about to walk to 7, I saw the Gator coming across. The cop who's walking with us walked over there and tried to shoe him, but he didn't, you know, don't have anything to touch him, and he was trying to get as close as he could. And so it was either someone was going to have to go up to number 8 and grab a rake, or, you know, I was 30 yards away, 25 yards away, and I just grabbed the club and went over there and pushed him away. Listen, he was going nowhere good. And so I just went over to help the cop. As Cam said, before I went over there, he goes, what is he going to do, trying to use a taser on him? But I think he would have had to get a little close on that one to try and make it effective.
That's a move of Amanda who's lived in Florida a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not afraid of Gators. Listen, as I tell most people, I said, they're more afraid of you. Majority of the time, no one's going to come after you.
That's a damn lie. Mating season. That is a lie.
He needs a minus one for fraudulence and lagging.
He might not be wrong. You know, they're just going about their own business.
How many times do you hear somebody dangling their feet in the water and a Gator come snatch them out?
Fraud for lying.
Wait, what are you talking about? No.
That is my number one fear. Actually, not my number one. We already know this. But one of my biggest fears is a Gator. I don't trust them at all.
Here, there's two things.
You swim with sharks.
Getting barrel rolled by a gator.
I trust a shark first.
Really?
That says a lot.
No, yeah. See.
I've swam with sharks. That's a ridiculous thing. Been around them.
That's like Leroy's food tanks.
I'm fine.
Strange. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. They animals.
Yeah.
Like, see, what makes you think
we're animals?
Like Dr. Doolittle. They would chew your butt up.
I don't trust either.
And then what would happen?
You, majority of the time, no one's going to come after you. You know, during mating season when they're a little aggressive, and then if you're around their nest when they're got some eggs. But majority of the time, listen, they're fine. I mean, I grew up with my dad, you know, grabbing their tail when they're on the side of the bank, you know, and, you know, shooting them back in the water. So I've never touched the tail with my hand, but I've done it with a club. So it's not that big of a deal.
What club do you use to shoe a gator?
I had a 60, and I didn't think about it, but the good thing I did grab a 60 because I got 2 extra ones in the locker. So if that one did, you know, become unavailable, I had 2 more in the locker.
Jeez.
So let me explain something to you. First of all, when people get bit by snakes or gators or whatever, and they say you were walking near where their babies are, you don't never know that they have a nest in the area.
Horny
dug
gators.
Out somewhere. So you get 8 not knowing that. So for him to say, oh, they don't bother you, they're more afraid of you. Not all the gators I've seen. Like, Every gator that I've come across on the golf course look at me and say, don't start nothing, won't be nothing. They just look at me that look. Is it? Hey, Bubba, he really coming over here and mess with us? Uh-uh. See?
Also, when they drown you first.
Here's the thing.
Then they kill you.
Show me the video of a brother messing with a gator.
We've seen this before. We've seen this before. Didn't they think like there was a bad spirit in the gator and they killed it? We watched that video.
Okay. Okay. You know what I mean. You know what the hell I'm saying. Stop acting like, just like old swimming with the sharks. I watch Shark Week. I see all them damn teeth. I don't want no part of that.
Captain America hosted Shark Week last time.
Old Captain America or young spry Captain America?
New Captain America.
Oh, Mackie. Mackie. Okay. Okay. Yeah, nope. Nope. Mm-mm. Did you see how terrified Shaq was in the cage?
Like, it's come on. Shaq, though. I don't know.
They don't make Shaq size cages.
Wait, if there's any animal that would be afraid of a human, it'd be Shaq in a cage. Right? Them sharks going by and say, thank God he's in a cage. He would get us. And Shaq just is terrified, too.
Yeah, that's what Shaq
how about
doing?
When they tell you, how about when they tell you, act normal. He can sense your fear. What is that? Why is that? That's like Kung Fu Panda? Black edition.
I love the. I can't imagine what the Google receipts are for that one.
Why does the gator look like he's squaring up? He's like, oh.
Right. What? That is that a real gator?
There's two gators that are squaring up.
There's three of them.
Other legs.
No, there's actually four. I think there's one behind.
Yeah, one behind him.
Hit him with the Shawn Michaels sweet chin music.
It's wait, ridiculous. Like, first of all, buddy, put a shirt on.
Okay. That's really
no. The shrink gets in the way.
Look, dude. If you can sweet chin music a gator, you can wear a shirt or not a shirt. You can do whatever you want.
First of all, dude, got look. That's a bad. That's a. You know what's amazing about that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the gators, and I'm looking at they all have the same size legs.
Very tiny.
Yeah, look at his arms. Arms and hands.
Like, Marcos and I actually did some math last week
what?
To see if we can outrun a gator.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember
yeah.
our math?
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. How many?
Hey.
How many meters was it?
I believe it was like 60. Was it 60?
See, gator speed, because they say you can just do the zigzag, but they run 20
miles. They do like.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, let's use the common sense portion of our brain.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like by a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Him and I had
if
comments
some,
last
if
week.
If something's chasing you,
yeah,
and you're terrified of what's chasing you, what in your brain says just run zigzag?
Because they don't have lateral quickness. That's why.
Yes.
Also, they it's run out of like they have bursts, and then they're tired.
They have bursts. Yeah.
Like it could you want to avoid going from a situation where it could spin to get you, but like if you go, you know, in a lightning bolt formation. It's gonna run out of steam because it can't cross quickly. It can't. That's why they say run zigzag.
Also,
unless you know how to do this, of course.
The bursts last like it's they go as fast as like 30 miles per hour, I believe.
Yeah.
And then the who? The Gators.
Oh, I thought you said the birds. Very interesting that you would know.
Wait
that.
A minute, a gator can run 30 miles an hour
for a short amount of time. About, yeah.
For a short amount of time.
It don't matter how short. How far? Wait.
It gets tired.
If a gator is chasing you, if he can run 30 miles an hour for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You do realize that's 40 yards.
Short hands.
There's no way a gator can run 30 miles an hour.
That's you guys
what
had
can run up to.
Give me the, I need you guys to find me on YouTube. Ooh. The fastest video of a gator running that long.
The maximum speed of an alligator can reach up to 35 miles per hour on land and 20 miles per hour swimming.
That doesn't even make sense. So you're telling me a gator's faster on land than it is on water? That's stupid.
I mean,
well, he's got four legs.
I don't make the rules.
He has a giant propeller.
Well, it ain't spinning like that, dumbass.
It does like this.
Yeah,
dumbass.
That doesn't mean he can't go that fast.
Kidding me? You're an idiot. Okay. Tell me a gator can run faster than it can swim?
Yeah, I agree there. That doesn't make sense.
All right. Like, this is according to the Sentinel, the NBA Sentinel. WildFloridaAirboats.com. How fast are gators?
You have to trust the airboats.
Usain Bolt's world record speed, 27.8 miles per hour. I'll take the gator.
I'm just telling you. Wait. So, Tobin.
Yeah.
If a gator get mad at you.
Yep.
Even if he can run 20 miles an hour for 5 seconds, you realize you ain't getting away, right?
All you got to do is change direction, and it's sunk because it can't. Once you go in a different direction, it's basically like,
Tyreek Hill.
I don't even have to be Tyreek Hill. Dude, I can be Julian Hill with Zach Sealer on my back, and that gator's not getting me.
I can be Hank Hill.
I don't think you realize how fast 20, 25 miles an hour is.
It doesn't matter. Propane. Something that goes fast that can't change direction is screwed once it's taken off its path. It's almost like outrunning a train. All you got to do is get outside the one. The train can be going 100 miles an hour. If you're off the train tracks, it doesn't matter. You're safe.
Tell that to Jay Fig.
Okay, can I just say something?
I almost lost my brain yesterday.
You're sitting here acting like your athletic prowess could do this.
It has nothing to do with athletics.
Under panic, if something's chasing you, you got to go pretty deep, right? You got to go pretty deep to say, I'm going to start running zigzag. You just run it.
Stating very good points here.
Mm-hmm.
Tobin, you're the same guy who ate a wall.
First of all, Jennifer.
Leroy, Jennifer. Once said you can outrun a snake.
No, he said a snake would never sneak up on him.
Well, sneak up on you, same.
My head is always on the swivel for critters. Okay. Always.
Dude, you had to call me in a panic from your garage.
No, it wasn't my garage. It was in a thing outside, right? And I sent you a picture, and you didn't know either. Because you said, ooh, poisonous. Get away
from it. Better safe than sorry.
Okay.
Better safe than sorry.
And all sneak up on things to eat, Leroy. Yeah.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Leroy is eating.
Oh, sorry, Leroy. I didn't realize it was fried rice time, dude. My bad.
Fried rice Fridays.
Yep. Well, this is my last Friday to be able to eat that meat.
You can't just keep going on a diet for Lent.
So he's giving up?
No, that's like a cardinal Lent rule. It's kind of like the
you don't eat meat on Friday.
Oh, Fridays. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. It's relatively calm out there. Sunny skies. Just a slight breeze. I cannot tell which way the wind's blowing because there's nothing to base it off of.
Mm.
But I'm going to guess it's coming out of the east. A little northeast, maybe. And the temperature is right around 80 degrees. But what a beautiful day.
How'd you do, Frog Boy?
He did excellent. Currently 81 degrees. Yeah. I mean, his weather was good, but...
What did you do?
Concussed his microphone.
Are you okay?
Yes. No, I didn't.
It sounded like a... Whoa.
My wire...
Whoa! A lot of ASMR going on.
My wire hooked a... some kind of potted plant Fonz has in here, and it dumped it over, and that was what was falling.
It sounded like a Looney Tune stepping on a rake. Oh, like, that's what that sound effect was you just gave us. That was vicious, dude.
Meep, meep.
Oh, my. Let's get to this. So LeBron James yesterday, he had some thoughts because I don't know if you guys saw Anthony Edwards over the All-Star break was asked about being the face of the NBA. And he's like, I don't want it. Wemby's the face of the NBA. They got Wemby anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, so LeBron was asked about these comments. Hey, the Lakers beat the Wolves. Anthony Edwards was kicked out of the game, double techs. He got into it with Vanderbilt a little bit. And then he was tripped by Gabe Vincent and then mouthed off to the ref. He got teed up, kicked out of the game, 16 suspension, 16 tech suspension incoming for Ant-Man, who, you know, it's got to be freezing. Who could blame him? It's got to be getting very cold over there. You know, why would you want to stay there? That's another story for another day. Here was LeBron on Anthony Edwards' comments.
Yeah, but like, I don't know when you have. Why do you want to be the face of a league when all the people that, you know, that cover our game and talk about our game on a day-to-day basis on everybody? You have that responsibility. It's just weird. It's weird energy from the people that, you know, I don't know. But Channing, he said it. He said it perfectly. Couldn't have said it no better. But Ant said he don't want it. Obviously, I didn't ask for it. But I knew there was a responsibility for me, not only to my family, my friends, my community, and whoever that was going to follow my journey throughout my career. Not only in Ohio when I started there, but all over America and all over the world when I traveled all over the world. So I've always taken that seriously and understood from the beginning what being a professional was all about and being a role model was all about. So I tried to hold that with the utmost respect and honor. But I feel Ant. I understand. I completely understand. This is weird energy when it comes to that. So
there you go. LeBron James just say post game. Like, hey.
I would say this is that sometimes being the best at what you do and wanting to excel at what you do it for that reason, not for the reasons that others want you to do it. And if you can live with that, then fine. Like, you know, we all love watching Ant-Man play. He's a competitor. He loves, but that's it. That's all he wants to be. And that's fine with, I'm fine with that. And I can understand how people are turned off by it, right? Because you remember earlier in early on in LeBron's career, he had people going after him like relentlessly.
Yeah. I mean, I would say LeBron James having people go after him is something that he's had to deal with the whole chasing of the Jordan thing for his whole career. Him not choosing, I mean, like, look, he tattooed Chosen One on his back after being on the SI cover. Like, I think he knew what was going to come with the territory too.
Yeah, but he was able to lean into it. I'm saying everybody's not like that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't really understand this. This whole there's not a face of the NBA thing is been a little bit weird because I don't know. I feel like more teams have faces than ever. I think this is one of the things that you look around the league and there's a lot of great young guys all over.
Week to week, when you have a certain team come in, you know, even your team celebrates who's coming into town.
Yeah, right? I don't know. So, I get that, but I'm just saying here,
it's a weird thing in sports right now when the better you are at what you do, the more people go out of their way to knock you down. And I think that's where
is that new though? Is that really new? Like
it is.
I mean, Muhammad Ali dealt with that. Like is that
different circumstances?
Like even in the case of like people going after like this happened with like the heavyweight division with Klitschko. Like people would go at him and say, "Yeah, he's not a true great heavyweight." This is not.
Yeah, that
people have been comparing eras and comparing with this guy being that.
I'm not talking about comparing eras. Like, I'm all for that. Like, you can, you know, the greatest that you've seen in your time versus the great. That's topics of discussion that will live forever in sports. But what I am talking about is the fact that what LeBron was talking about is Ant-Man saying he don't want to be the face. And LeBron saying, I can understand why. He said, because, you know, if you have that position, people go out of their way to trash you. Like, that part I get. Like, put it this way. We don't celebrate the extraordinary things that athletes do the way we used to. And that if somebody does something great, the next comment within the next couple of days is going to be, well, he can't do this or he ain't better than that. Instead of just enjoying, you know.
But is that like, when do you think that line is? Because I got to be honest with you, I've been a sports fan my whole life. I feel like that's always been a thing where greatness has been celebrated, but guys have always been compared and GOAT conversations are not new.
You're talking about two different things, though.
I don't think we are
you're talking about comparing LeBron to Jordan or the newer guys to the older.
But that's most of the newer guys thing is like they're comparing us and saying we can't live up to a certain thing or we can't play in that era this guy's never going to be good enough. Like, I don't feel like any of that stuff is new to sports.
What LeBron was talking about was having guys be the face of the league and always getting trashed, and he could understand why nobody wouldn't want to be that. So it was in response to what Ant said, I don't want to be that, go to Wimby.
Yeah, but you're saying, I know, I'm just trying to get onto your thing of saying that because we're not celebrating greatness enough, I don't feel like anything new or has happened. Maybe it's more echoed because of social media and that puts a worse perception on people.
Right.
But I don't think it's new. I think this has been the way it's been for a while.
Think about this. When is the last time you watched one of your teams play and you've said, that guy was better than us today? And that was your only explanation as to why your team lost. You do it all the time. We fight about this all the time, that we'll come in and you'll start complaining about the officials or this or that, or can't get a call or this, or it's never that.
Yeah, we've been doing the show for nearly 10 years. When have I stopped doing that? I've done that new. Like, what I'm saying is there's nothing new to, like, Anthony Edwards having this kind of perspective, which, by the way, I don't Ant might have said something in jest because he does a lot too. Because last time I checked, last year in the playoffs, he was on the Today Show comparing himself to Michael Jordan as well. So it's not like he's always had this sheepish, oh, I don't want it.
He's very aggressive with the chit chat.
There's only one guy who I feel like truly doesn't want it, and that's Nikola Jokic. That's the only guy who very clearly doesn't want to be the face of the league, even though it's pretty clear he's the best player in the league. He wants to go play with Horse. Everybody else, like, I don't necessarily believe Ant-Man when he says he doesn't want to be the face of the league. Tatum very clearly does, because every sentence out of his mouth is, I'm not appreciated enough. It's like, yeah, maybe not. And maybe that's, like, I guess that people are saying with the Tatum thing, but I don't know what it is with him. Like, people are just not captivated by Jason Tatum. I don't know what to tell you. It's kind of like one of these things where you can know somebody's good, but there's also a difference between being good and captivating. And like,
it looks different here. When you're bigger and taller than everybody and you play a certain position, it doesn't look as demanding as if somebody like Ja Morant dunks.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you just, because of his size. But when you look at Tatum, what is he, 6'9"?
Yeah, 6'9", 6'10".
Right. So there's really Marcos, nobody that he's dealing with.
For our listeners out there, Marcos just threw up a picture of Jason Tatum getting crossed up by Usur Thompson.
He's like, oh my goodness, I think I got the vapors. Look at it. It's like, oh my goodness.
But like, that's another thing. It's like, that's not new. Like, just because something bad happened to Jason Tatum, it's like, they treat us with, dude, you know how many times Ty Lue's had to deal with Allen Iverson stepping over his ass? Like, this guy's a very successful coach, and everybody only remember Allen Iverson stepping over him against him on the Lakers.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think, you know, I think it's you have to have the right makeup to be the face of the league. And sometimes people just name you the face of the league and you might not fit the bill as everybody else who has been the face of the league. So it's a little uncomfortable, right? But I do understand. Like, I was around when Jordan was winning all those championships. And today, we talk about Michael Jordan, like, oh, there ain't going to never be nobody even close to him. But people don't realize, when he came back and they won three more championships, everybody was rooting against Jordan. They were tired of Jordan. Just like we said, we're tired of Patrick Mahomes. They were doing that with Jordan. They were rooting for the Utahs. And they were rooting for all these other teams to beat Michael Jordan. And now all of a sudden we acting as though, oh, he was always the GOAT. I was always a fan of Jordan. LeBron ain't better than Jordan. And I'm going to say, y'all don't remember when everybody was rooting for Utah.
I did sneakily like Patrick Mahomes pooping the bed. I liked it.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, get tired of guys having too much success.
There's just enough of them already, though, dude. Like, enough of the Chiefs.
It's annoying, dude.
And they got less entertaining. Like, that's the thing.
Boring.
Is it safe to say that it is a you problem because nobody for Kansas City has done anything wrong? And in fact, 2 years ago, we were rooting for not only Patrick Mahomes, but for Andy Reid to finally get his comeuppance.
Of course. But that team was fun. Ring around the Rosie? Yeah.
Oh my god.
Barely, like, if I get a pass more than 8 yards, I'm lucky.
Travis Kelce's yelling at poor Andy Reid. He's angry now.
We'll take a break. Mix things up on the other side. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Oh, Jimmy, that horse gave me the vapors.
I say he's so sweet. Come on, the rapper.
Everybody, Tobin and Leroy with you here, 560 WQAM. Want to invite you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment. Reading at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets on March 20th to the 23rd. It's presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood to the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourselves with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages are available at Ticketmaster.com and get all the info at BucketsandBets.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 or over and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. And we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets. So keep on listening. We'll give those away before the end of today's show. Frog Boy, let's get to the mixed bag. What do you got for us today, Cam Wart?
Damn it. It's good. It's good.
Point for Tobin!
But I would take that as a compliment, sir, because if that means I'm anywhere remotely close to the man or frog that Cam Wart is, it is an honor. He's been speaking. He's been doing a lot of talking, and anytime he talks, gets me going. This specific thing that he said here, I can bring to franchises what no other prospect can. And that's huge. Huge.
Huge. Huge.
You get it.
Hold the people accountable. I'm not no rah-rah guy. At this point in your career in the NFL, you shouldn't need somebody to motivate you every day. You got to be self-motivated. That's the type of person I am. That's the type of leader I am. So I just think, you know, what I can bring to a franchise, you know, no other player can bring that.
Wow.
God, I love him. Dude.
Love him.
Run through a wall.
It was reported too that the Saints met with him too. They're going to try and hop up and get him.
What
do you think?
I don't know.
What pick are they?
I think what are they, seventh?
Okay, that's not too. That's not too. I was like,
they still got Derek Carr though. Okay.
If you have Derek Carr, what do you got?
They have the ninth pick.
Ninth pick, ninth to one. That's steep.
That is steep.
Steep climb.
Wait, look at how much it cost Chicago. Wait, was it who moved up a couple years? Chicago moved up, didn't they?
Did they move up or did Carolina move up?
Carolina moved up.
Ah.
And they took Bryce Young over CJ Stroud. Doesn't it always seem like bad organizations make bad decisions?
Sure does.
That's what happens.
But I always say this. And this is how I wonder about the draft. If Bryce Young was in Houston and who's the other quarterback?
CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud was in Carolina. Would Bryce Young have more success than CJ Stroud based on the infrastructure and how that team was built?
It's possible. I don't know.
You know what I mean? That's the part of the draft that I think gets lost with people, because you see players and you don't forget about it. You forget about all the other stuff.
Bryce Young showed a little something at the end of the year.
Huh? Yeah, he did.
He showed a little something.
He did. After the coach got fired, right?
No.
No.
It's after Rod Wave reached out to him.
Oh, okay.
R&B superstar.
What else you got in the mixed bag?
I got something for the parents out there, so I apologize, J-Fig. Although
Tobin,
your opinion is valued, of course.
Okay.
Guys, I want to picture you and your lovely child front row to see the GOAT, Messi. Tobin, you told me Tommy is really picked up his Messi appreciation as of recent.
Loves Messi.
Sometimes, as we know, things can go a little arid with these kicks sometimes over the goal, to the right of the goal. And if you're front row, you may be liable, unfortunately, to get a little bit of damage, if you will. I want you to watch this video here and see if you would have reacted the same way this parent did upon the child receiving a bit of a gift from the GOAT. Bit of a translation for our radio audience.
You mind? Yeah.
Do you need a translation, Marcos?
Well, I guess we'll find out, won't we, J-Fig? Ball goes arid on a free kick, hits a poor two-year-old baby. I'm assuming she's two. She looks maybe, couldn't be older than three.
That looked like a really small child.
Very small child.
A baby.
I'd say a baby. Definitely, don't even know if this baby's potty trained. First thing that comes to the parents, of course, is, oh my God, I'm sorry. Child was hit with the ball. Upon realizing...
That doesn't say I'm sorry, Marcos. It says
Jesus
the
Christ.
Baby got hit.
So once the baby gets hit with the ball, of course...
I feel like you guys are embarrassing ancestors.
I'm not. It's
all right. You want an exact word for word? Here goes.
I want Buckle. Exact word for word.
Le pego la nena. The child was hit. The girl was hit. It continues with, está bien, mi amor. It's fine, little girl. And why is it fine? It was Messi. Messi being the person.
It was Messi.
So is that. Now, what do you do? Do you console your child?
Why is the other child shirtless?
It's a soccer game. What are we doing?
It's soccer, dude. What do you mean? What kind of question is that? It's soccer.
Why does he have his shirt on?
Like, we had Patty Pimblett on yesterday. You think he wore shirts to soccer matches?
No way.
No.
Poor child hit by the Messi ball. The dad assures her, it's fine. No worries. It was Messi, the GOAT. You are now anointed.
How his dad is telling the baby, who doesn't know anything. It's just so Don't good. Worry. It's okay. You got hurt.
I
got
to be honest with you. If we were at a Heat game and D-Wade errant pass hit Tommy right in the snot box,
yeah,
I'd have been like, you should be honored. That was the GOAT.
Right?
The GOAT. So you'd be the same way.
I've always said that. Like, if I were to ever sit by the court or whatever, like, I'd be honored if I got hit by something.
You know what my dad would do?
Shake it off.
My dad, he would have what is called reverse psychology, hood style.
Why?
If you get your nose busted, if you act like it's no big deal, he ain't gonna treat it like a big deal.
Yeah, that's true. That's classic parents.
I've done that too.
Sometimes with kids, when you go over there, then they get scared, they start crying, and they don't even know what happened.
But the GOAT, dude. Come on, the GOAT.
I mean, can he be the GOAT when he's missing by that much?
Well, I mean, you know.
Are you questioning Messi's GOATness?
Did they ever come and apologize to the family or something?
No, the dad said it was fine. No.
No, no, no. I want to know, did they say anything?
Not a word.
Would have been funny if the baby just goes, it was Busquets.
Okay. Ronaldo.
So now all this Spanish being spoken, and the kids go blurred out. It was Busquets.
Look,
hey, I got other questions.
No pasa nada.
So. Are they at the game to watch?
Watch
because that ball was kicked from like 40 yards away. And there's two parents there.
No, it's faster.
Could nobody block it?
No, you're worried about getting out of the way. You don't realize there's a little child in the seat. Right?
You think the parents are goaltenders? Like, what do you think's going on here?
40 yards away, you can catch it. It's your little kid.
Leroy thinks he could see a snake coming.
Why do you think that's going to happen? That's not something you anticipate.
No, what I'm saying is this. You spend a boatload of money to see Messi. If he's kicking that free kick, you are paying attention. The ball traveled 30 or 40 yards to hit little baby in the face.
Who's to say they weren't?
What are you looking at?
They're just dodging from the ball, dude. It's not your first instinct.
That's what I'm saying.
Leroy, like you think very highly of your reflexes.
If you're watching a game and a errant ball comes, right? You're watching the game, you can block it. I ain't saying you got to catch it. But the fact that there's two parents right there, the ball gets kicked, it goes past a little chunky kid, two parents.
Okay.
You don't have to fat shame the kid. You don't have to.
That's
you could have told the story and said shirtless kid. You said chunky kid. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Everything you said is just wrong.
If he doesn't want...
No, dude. No. Leroy.
Wait. I
hate
fat shaming children. When will it end?
Listen,
you have no couth and no shame.
What are you talking about?
You're fat shaming a child? He didn't ask to be on the internet.
Listen, when he was jumping up and down, and I'm just going like, yeah.
I can't wait till Lent, dude.
You literally had no excuse. Like, let me just say something right
now. He's not going to give that up.
Hold on.
I'll give it up.
Hold on.
Okay, that's what I'm giving up for Lent. No fat shaming.
Yeah. Right. And then you know what? If you do something, you're going to the dark board of doom. That's it.
Okay.
You got to pay punishments to send people to the dark board of doom, J-Fig.
Yeah.
So I don't think
you did the right.
And I wasn't trying to do it.
You first.
And I wasn't trying to do it.
For ankles, J-Fig, then Tobin.
You first.
I don't know. We'll come up with a punishment, but I think your punishment is supposed to be by God because it's like.
I was going to say,
but,
hell is a punishment.
I just want to be clear. You crossed the line, sir.
Hey, so I'm just saying, if I'm watching the game with Rebecca and Fonz when they were younger, and we watching the game, and a ball goes errant, and I'm watching, I'm blocking the ball.
What if you were ordering a beer at the time?
No.
We've seen people hold a baby in a beer and catch the ball in the beer.
Hey, but some people have that quick thinking and stuff. Other people,
you know what he probably
one for the team. You get in front of your little 2-year-old.
Was that a free kick that got hit? Because it looked like a free kick. Because maybe the guy just thought to himself, "It's messy going in the net."
Exactly.
But sure. You're still watching.
I know. Well, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was ordering
maybe
a beer.
He was going to go pass and
automatic
that close. And you're going to see Messi, and Messi has a free kick.
Sometimes like I'll go to a Heat game, right? And be like, oh, Tyler's at the line. These free throws are going in. Like, you know, he's automatic.
Yeah, but you're not in a position where, like, you could get hit with the ball.
Look, dude, I go to Heat games, and I see these people on the court side. Half the time, they're not paying attention.
Timbo Slice. By the way, soccer and those soccer kits.
Jesus.
Let me just say something.
Okay.
Can I just say
you're making soccer kids for players, but you need to accommodate some of the people that wear your fits.
He is
I'm gonna just say that.
He's
because
not
guess what?
No one's there not is not, no
there
way
is, he's there is nothing days. Worse than seeing somebody try to squeeze in the Messi's actual jersey. Because that's the only size they make in soccer jerseys, right?
You're not making 40 days. It's there's 0.0%
chance. Want to put a wager on it?
I don't have to make a wager. You've made a wager with God.
Oh, come on.
Point for Tobin.
It's not a bet. You've already said you're giving it up for Lent. Let's see if you could do it. Do it for your religion.
What? You know what? Here. Can I just say this? This is the most and the best you have done at avoiding any type of wager. This is some of your best work right here.
You've already made your wager with the big man.
Leroy.
That's
all I'm saying. All I'm saying is there has to be people that agree with me. You're going to see Messi. Yeah. Messi has a free kick and you're not paying attention enough and your kid get hit in the face and then say, don't worry about it. It was Messi.
That 2 year old should have whacked daddy. It's your job. Not with two parents right there.
We got to take a break. But if you guys want to go buckets and bets right now, caller number 10 for Messi. Caller 10 to 305-567-0560. You'll win a pair of tickets to Buckets and Bets at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Come watch the tournament with us. We'll be there and enjoying it. We'll be doing our show live there the first couple of days. When all the college teams take each other on, upsets galore. It's going to be a great time. Buckets and Bets. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. But caller 10 right now is going to win a pair of tickets. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Hey, by the way, I'm not fat shaming. Dude is portly.
Sing it, sausage fingers.